This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Sunday, August 17. In the Garden. Our reading comes from John chapter 18. When he had finished praying, Jesus left with his disciples and crossed the Kidron Valley. On the other side, there was a garden, and he and his disciples went into it. Now Judas, who betrayed him, knew the place, because Jesus had often met there with his disciples. So Judas came to the garden, guiding a detachment of soldiers and some officials from the chief priests and the Pharisees. They were carrying torches, lanterns, and weapons. Jesus, knowing all that was going to happen to him, went out and asked them, "Who is it you want?" "Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "I am he," Jesus said. And Judas, the traitor, was standing there with them. When Jesus said, "I am he," they drew back and fell to the ground. Again he asked them, "Who is it you want?" "Jesus of Nazareth," they said. Jesus answered, "I told you that I am he. If you are looking for me, then let these men go." This happened so that the words he had spoken would be fulfilled. "I have not lost one of those you gave me." Then Simon Peter, who had a sword, drew it and struck the high priest's servant, cutting off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus. Jesus commanded Peter, "Put your sword away. Shall I not drink the cup the Father has given me?" Then the detachment of soldiers with its commander and the Jewish officials arrested Jesus. They bound him and brought him first to Annas, who was the father-in-law of Caiaphas, the high priest that year. Caiaphas was the one who had advised the Jewish leaders that it would be good if one man died for the people. I sometimes carry a small pocket knife, not for protection, but for small tasks like slicing apples to eat. Peter, however, carried a sword for protection on the night that Jesus was arrested. Anticipating a deadly trap, Peter concealed a sword in his cloak, and when some soldiers came along with several religious leaders to arrest Jesus, Peter drew out his sword and cut off the ear of the high priest's servant. When Jesus saw Peter's violent act, he rebuked him, healed the servant's ear, and challenged Peter, saying in effect, "Shall I not do what the Father has given me to do?" Strangely, in an earlier passage in Luke, Jesus seems to advise his disciples to carry swords. Was Jesus speaking figuratively there about swords for spiritual warfare, as Paul does in Ephesians 6, 10-18? Though the passage in Luke is a bit unclear, we can be certain of one thing. Jesus never condones physical violence in order to spread the good news of his salvation. Submitting to God's will, Jesus gave himself as a humble sacrifice to demonstrate his love for us all. And he invites us to do the same for others. Pray with me. Jesus, Prince of Peace, help us to submit our will to you, and with acts of humble obedience, may we love and serve you in the world. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning, or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.